utterly fantastic. It's Wilco live in the studio, XRT Sound Opinions. You can go to Wilco's website for information, wilcoworld.net or wilcoweb.com. You can go to soundopinions.net for information about this show and future guests. We have had a lot of people on the line waiting to talk to Wilco, and we'd like to squeeze in a few more phone calls before Wilco plays us out with a song tonight. It's been sounding great. Let's go to line one. Brendan, you're on Sound Opinions with Wilco.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, actually, my first experience with Wilco was back when Mermaid Avenue Volume 2 came out, and I heard on Sound Opinions, I heard Remember the Mountain Bed, and absolutely blew me away. Mm-hmm. I was, excuse me, I'm sorry, I feel like the kid from Almost Famous Led Zeppelin kid right now.
Does that mean you get to sleep with Kate Hudson eventually?
But I look like that kid.
That would be funny. I was wondering, are you guys ever going to do anything more with that stuff from Woody Guthrie or anything like that? Like, have you talked to Billy Bragg or anything like that? Or
No, honestly, we haven't. After the second one, we've kept in contact with Nora and the archives, and I think it's time for them to find some other people to do it. I think the archives are open for other people to collaborate with Woody. You know, I think we did about as much as we could do. I don't know, maybe sometime in the future. I can't foresee a whole album project again. You know.
Mm-hmm. John's got one on his record too.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thanks for your call, Brendan.
Thanks, Brendan. Let's go to Tony online too. Tony, you're on Sound Opinions with Wilco.
Hi, guys. Long time fan. Looking forward to the new album.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
I was just wondering, you guys were kind of pigeonholed as being alt country.
Yeah.
For a while.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
It's the old country question. I'm glad we didn't ask it, though.
And even when Summer Teeth was out, I saw reading stuff, people would use the word roots in reviews and stuff. Do you think this new album will allow you to kind of branch outside of that?
I would have thought that the last three records would have a little bit, but I mean, I can't tell anymore. I'm sure that some reviewer in Scandinavia or somewhere will say it'll jump out off the page, Graham Parsons. You know, I saw it a lot on Summer Teeth. Or, you know, I think it's just going to be, you know, critical shorthand for some people for a long time. I don't know. I kind of wonder if they listen to the records or not, but I don't know. To answer your question, probably.
Probably. Once you get one of those tags, you're stuck with it, even when it doesn't mean anything anymore. I remember Doug McCombs telling me about being in Germany and seeing a poster for 11th Dream Day that said pre-post rock. Because he was, of course, famous as a member of Tortoise. What does that mean?
Yeah, totally. Thank you for the call, Tony. Let's go to Adam on line three. Adam, you're on Sound Opinions with Wilco.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, thanks. Hey, I just want to say thank you so much for all the great music and for turning me on to so many bands that I probably might not have heard of, you know, after listening to guys like you and the Jayhawks. I'll see some, see you guys and hear you do some great cover, and I run out and find out who did it, and it really broadened my horizons.
That's how it works. That's great, yeah.
And, my question is, I'm curious what's happening with the documentary. Is that still being filmed? Is it being edited? Are we going to see, you know, all the Wilco drama that's been happening lately on the big screen?
Yeah, I think so. The story's still unfolding.
Drama is not done yet.
It just will never end. Open-ended documentary.
So these are independent guys who began following you around and wanted to do a film about Wilco.
Right.
And actually, they were there at the July 4th concert, studio, right?
One guy.
They had no idea what they were
exactly
in for.
We know some guys like that.
Actually, didn't they begin filming on, Glenn, was that your first day in the band when they actually started filming? That must have been a fun day for you, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Man, oh man, so that would have been early January.
It's always that funereal.
is there any sense of when this might be out if they finish the documentary?
I think the idea was to follow us around for the first few months of touring on a record, So who knows?
Little did they know it was going to be the record that would never come
out. It's going to turn out like that MC5 documentary that has been in the making for about 18 years.
Movie making makes music look like nothing. We got one more phone call to squeeze in that's relevant. Hey, Dave, you got a quick question for these guys?
Yeah, sure do. Really like your band. Jim and Greg, I like your show a lot.
Thank you, Dave.
I grew up around St. Louis and Carlisle, Illinois, and I think people in Chicago should really appreciate Jeff if they knew what kind of pathetic music scenes St. Louis had in the late 1980s. I'm really proud that he succeeded so well, and I wish you guys the best in the future. The kind of question I have is, I'm probably an older group of your fan base, and when you're distributing a record these days, for example, I bought a computer 5 years ago, and of course, with kids, we thought, oh, that'll be the computer we have for the rest of our life.
And man, you're outdated if you buy one 5 weeks ago.
Exactly. Now, yeah? So, you know, I don't have your record yet, and how do you continue to keep pace with technology and still get the record to everybody that wants to hear it?
Well, it'll be in the stores eventually. If you're for the people that don't have computers, which I assume would be a broad section of our fans. I don't know. I'm not sure I understand the question. I'm not a computer whiz at all. But if you have an internet connection, you should be able to download it when it comes out. You probably can download it now, but right now, if you have a relatively fast internet connection, you can listen to it being streamed on our website.
Dave, you want to know my secret?
What's that?
You go to a high school. You stand outside. You find a smart-looking kid. Right. You say, "Hey, buddy, I'll buy you a six-pack of beer if you can like burn me these three CDs." You know,
exactly.
And I say it's going to take him 15 minutes.
You ain't kidding.
That's what it comes down to.
And you'll be doing good on so many levels.
Or Dave, you could go on eBay because Nick Hornby, I believe, is selling his copy for about $800 right now,
and
getting the going rate.
Thanks for your call, Dave.
Thanks,
you're
Dave.
Welcome.
Thanks,
yeah,
to everybody.
Thanks for listening.
I think we have time for one more song if you guys are willing to play us out.
Sure. I think we're going to play this song called Ashes of American Flags. It's on our record. And I would like to say hi to my wife, Sue, and I hope that your stomach's feeling better.
Oh. I'd like to say hi to my wife, Mitty.
And thanks for staying up and listening if you are. So,
Sue being Sue Miller, of course. How's she doing?
That's right.
Jeff, she ever miss club life?
I think she misses it, but
we miss her.
She doesn't have time to miss club life. She's got two kids that are like keeping her up all night and all day, and she's a mom twice over now.
This is another really potent